Dr. Justin Coulson joins me on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Emma, it's lovely to talk to you.
Now, we love chatting to you each week. You give us so much wisdom and guidance and much needed help. And I'm pretty excited because you've actually got a hot, brand new book out, 21 Days to a Happier Family. Tell us about it.
Well, the book, I decided to write a book called 21 Days to a Happier Family because I noticed when I'm walking around the park or the shopping center or the beach or just walking down the street and I see parents with their kids, they're never smiling. Parents look stressed all the time when they're with their children. It's like having my children with me is a burden. It's driving me crazy. And it's maybe it's just my line of work. I mean, people come to me when they're having difficulties in their families.
Mm.
But I'm seeing it more and more and more. Family life seems to be becoming more stressful, not less. And mums and dads are challenged and are struggling so very much. And so I thought, well, what if we could actually make our families happier? I mean, that's what I've done my PhD and spent the last 15 years of academic life looking at how can we make our families happier? And how quickly could we do it? And what could we do to turn things around fast? And so I wrote 21 Days to a Happier Family to help mums and dads to actually do simple things to make their families happier fast.
And Justin, please just remind everyone how many kids you have.
So my wife Kylie and I have 6 daughters. Our eldest daughter is 16, going on 17, and our baby is just about to turn 2.
Aww. And I have to ask, Justin, are you planning any more?
Oh, look, that's a very personal question.
No one's listening, Justin. It's just you and me here.
It's just you and me. Okay, well, never say never is what I say, but I am starting to get a little bit tired. You know, 6 kids can be tiring.
Oh, I can imagine.
Even when the family's happy, 6 kids can be tiring. I've got to tell you, though, I had an experience the other day that illustrates the power of getting things right as a parent from the youngest age possible. My daughter, 16 years old, she came to me just towards the end of the school holidays, and she said, "Dad, I'm really hurting. I'm really upset." I said, "What's the matter, sweetheart? What happened?" And she said, "Well, my friends all had a party last week, and they didn't invite me."
Aww.
And I said, "Oh, that's just horrible." I said, "Why did they not invite you?" And she paused, and then she looked at me, and she said, "Well, Dad, they said that it was the kind of party that Dr. Justin Coulson wouldn't approve of."
Oh my goodness.
and I said to her, you must feel awful, and you're probably a little bit upset with me as well. And she was so good. She said, "Dad, I'm not so upset that I didn't go to the party. I'm just upset that they didn't give me a chance to decide for myself." She said, "I probably wouldn't have gone because I don't want to be at a party where all the stuff is going on that was happening at that party, but I want to be able to decide. I don't want them to judge me and decide for me." I chatted with her for a few minutes, and then I said something really hard. I said, "Can you tell me, because this has obviously really hurt you, can you tell me, do we need to reevaluate our rules about parties? Because I've been really clear, I don't want her at parties where there's alcohol and other drugs, which means that now that she's in year 11, it's increasingly hard to find parties for her to go to at all."
And
I said, "Do we need to reevaluate these rules? Do we need to discuss this? Do we need to change this?" I said, "Or do we need to go over the reason for the rules one more time just so that you feel okay about it?" And she was quiet for a bit, and then she said, "Dad, we don't need to change the rules. They're good rules. It hurts me sometimes, but they're good rules, and they keep me safe, and I agree with the rules."
Wow.
I looked heavenward, and I thought, what a wonderful daughter I have.
Oh, wow.
But when I was chatting with my wife about this shortly afterwards, she said, "This is what happens when you get things right consistently over time."
Mm.
I haven't told my daughter what the rules are. She's developed the rules with me, and she understands why the rules are there, and they're her rules as much as they're my rules. And because she owns the rules, she's happy to comply with them even if they make her sad sometimes, because she knows it's in her best interest.
Mm,
and this is the sort of stuff that makes our families happy. This is the sort of stuff that means that as a parent, we don't have to stay up until one in the morning stressing about where our child is and what they're doing. It's the sort of stuff that helps us to respond to our children's needs when they're two or three and they're going berserk and absolutely nuts and having one of those massive toddler tantrums and melting down. Instead of getting cranky at them, this is the sort of stuff where we look at them and say, I can see that you've got an unmet need, and it's my job as your parent to try to meet your needs so that you can feel safe and secure. Are you hungry? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? Are you stressed? Are you sick? And then responding accordingly. This is the sort of stuff that I talk about in the book, about how to make our families happier. And it's based on cutting-edge science. It's not based on, you know, 1980s parenting programs that have been around for decades and that everyone complains, oh, look, it doesn't work anyway. I don't want to use time out anymore. I don't want to do the same old. It's not working. We've got much better science now, and that's what this book's about.
Fantastic. Loads of ideas, stories, and applicable content. And Justin, I do have to mention, probably my most favorite and our most popular chat with you has been where you touched on things you wished parents knew. There was just so much wisdom, so much applicable content. And I think you, in that same chat, you went into why yelling at your child doesn't work, but also what you can do instead. So it's not just, you know, the problem, it's the solution, which we all need. And we just love it. So Justin, we cannot wait to get our hands on this book. So tell us where we can get it.
Well, it's everywhere. I mean, it's online. It's at my website, happyfamilies.com.au. It's in bookstores. It's in Big W and Target. And it's all over the place. ABC bookstores, because it's an ABC book. If you want to find it, you will not have any problems getting a hold of it. And can I also mention, I just found out a few days ago, in the first week of release, which was last week, it went number one in Australia. Dimmicks reported that it was the number one book in parenting, lifestyle, health and family in that particular list.
Wow.
So, it's already going really well, and I'm delighted to be able to chat with you about it today, obviously, because it's really making a difference. It's really helping families be happier.
Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much, Justin. I'm going to get myself a copy.
Wonderful. Enjoy it. Tell me how you like it, and I hope it makes your family happier.
Thank you. Dr. Justin Coulson there. Find out more at happyfamilies.com.au.